Hey everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Sirhan Soundtracks. In this episode, we're going to get a little tricky, meaning we get into the details of negotiating. And I get this question all the time, you know, Ryan, how do I close? How do I close? I need to close. It's not about the close. It's about the process to the close. And that comes down to how you negotiate, how you have conversations. And if you get good at it, negotiating is a really fun thing to do, but you got to know how to do it right. Normally, it can be intimidating, and I get that, but through my tips and tricks, you can learn how to be a better negotiator in order to get people to do what you want. I hope you get a huge amount of value from this, and if you do, let me know on Twitter, Instagram, and email. I want to know how this helped you. Ready, set, here we go. Right, you get home, you watch Netflix, you're on Instagram, you're not really doing work, maybe you're cleaning email, you just go to bed late because you're lazy. I didn't tell him about the time thing because I know that that would piss him off. Right? Forgetting about the numbers and about the real estate, you're just working with people. Listen, every negotiation is gonna be completely different, right? As you've all seen on different deals, because the people are different. I'll get back to you. I know your email. I gotta talk to Jordan and figure out when I can do it. What? Yeah, remind me. Adrian, we gotta go. You know, negotiating, people say the art of negotiating, and I like that. I think there is an art to it. It's a craft. The reason I did the negotiating training this morning in the office, and the reason I spent all of January in our separate team meetings talking about negotiating, is because it's the one area of the deal where people need me the most. And they need me the most, they think, because I have the most confidence. And the confidence that I have going into the deal comes from experience, and it comes from, honestly, from practice. Because no matter what you're selling something to two different people. You've got a seller and a buyer. And in every negotiation, you've got price, you've got pressure, and you've got persistence. Those are the three P's. Remember that. This can be a nice little instructional vlog. Have you ever thought about what an iPhone costs to make? Now, you're not going to negotiate the price of an iPhone because there's too strong demand. But let's say there wasn't strong demand. Then you can negotiate, or you can find a retailer who's going to sell it to you for cheaper because it doesn't cost nearly as much to make that phone as it does for you to buy it. Real estate is the same way. A deal that's listed from 10.8 down to 10, so 10 million bucks. The offer originally came in at $8 million, okay? That seems like it's way too far apart. And if I go to the seller, he's going to say, fuck you. If I go to the buyer and say, you gotta come up, they're gonna say, no, this is my offer. So what do you do? What do you do? You remember the price you wanna try to get to, which in this instance was around 8.5. That's where we thought we could get a deal done. And the legacy price, what the seller paid? Seller paid 6.5. So even at our low, terrible, awful offer, that seller's making money. That's a good thing to remember and to consistently remind each side. And then you let time saturate the emotions of the deal and you use repetition. You only paid 6.5. Even at this bullshit offer, you're making money. I've got clients here who are losing millions. And then you use pressure, right? The fear of a falling market and the fear of missing out. Every seller fears they're not gonna get their price going forward because maybe the market could change. Every buyer has a little fear that they're gonna lose it, a little fear they're gonna miss out. And then you're trying to find the price in the middle where both sides will say, I came to that number because that's the max or the minimum that I'm willing to go to get this deal done and not have buyer or seller's remorse. And it's also the number where if I don't get it, I'm okay with the next guy getting it. All right, thanks. You coming? Let's go. Wow, look who it is. All the way from the Hamptons.
How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
This is Maya.
Hey, how are you?
This is Adrian. Dying to meet you.
Dying.
Yeah, she's like dying to meet you.
Hey, Mr. Caruso, you are the best. There you go. Look who it is.
What's going on, brother? Good to see you. How are you?
Am I getting your handshake?
How'd it go?
It went great.
Was it weird?
Me too. I really appreciate
awesome,
it.
Man. Thanks. I appreciate it. I spent a lot of time on my feet. Oh, oh wow, mood lighting. No, don't clap. Don't clap, don't stand. How many people in this room have seen Million Dollar Listing at least once? Whoever didn't raise your hand is fucking lying. Okay. So if you've seen that show, or if you saw Sell It Like Sirhan, or you've read the book, or you watch the vlog on YouTube, or you follow me on social media, you probably think to yourself, yeah, that guy doesn't have a confidence problem whatsoever. That guy's probably way too confident, right? But I tell you, growing up, I had no self-confidence whatsoever. I was actually pretty overweight for a long time. I had really, really bad skin, and it gave me a lot of anxiety, let's say. I didn't know how to make friends because I bounced around all the time. I wasn't good at sports. I literally sucked at every sport known to man. And my parents forced me to play every single sport. And I did it for one season. I actually played baseball for one season. I remember distinctly my dad walking out into the field in the middle of a game and pulling me out in front of everyone and telling me, this sport is not for me. And you laugh. And I was not laughing at the time. But I became addicted to pushing myself up against walls that made myself uncomfortable. Because I saw that that really worked. Summer of 2008, go home or die. Let's get into real estate and let's make it work because I have no other option. I literally had no other alternative. And I had no self-confidence, no self-esteem, but guess what? None of these people know me. Every single day I'm gonna meet new people. I am now confident. I am now the greatest broker in the history of the world. And that's what I told myself every day. It was not true. All I had at the end of the day, wasn't a network, wasn't anything else. I had 24 hours in my day. And I said to myself, if I'm gonna make this work, then I will outwork every single person. Okay? This was 2008, right? Million Dollar Listing for me didn't start till 2012, so I had 4 years. So I'm gonna outwork everybody, right? So I started waking up at 4:30 in the morning. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna go to the gym at 5. The average person wakes up at, I don't know, 7 o'clock, right? 7 a.m. Some people say they wake up at 6, 6:30, but then they'll snooze. Most people wake up at 7 a.m. And then when they get home at night, they're like, yeah, but I work later. No, you don't, right? You get home, you watch Netflix, you're on Instagram, you're not really doing work. Maybe you're cleaning email. You just go to bed late because you're lazy. That's what I honestly believe. And so I said to myself, okay, so if I put real hours, 5 to 7 a.m. to work every day, the average person wakes up at 7 a.m., that's an extra 2 hours I have every day that my competition isn't going to have. So you multiply 2 hours times 5 days in a work week, right? Times 4 weeks in a month, times 12, you do that math, it comes out to 20 days. That's insane. So by waking up 2 hours earlier, that's all I have to do. I don't have to be smarter. I don't have to be better looking. I don't have to like have connections. I don't have to travel. All I have to do is wake up 2 hours earlier than the rest of my competition and get to work. And I have an extra 20 days above my competition every year. Above anything, if you remember anything that I'm saying now, it's that, right? You control your own destiny when you wake up every single day. That is my secret sauce. I outwork everybody because I have no control of anything else, honestly, other than myself. Questions? There you go. Sweet. I've actually not spoken to all of the agents at Nestseekers in a really long time. I don't think ever. It's one of our first summits that we've ever done like this. And found the car, here it is. Yeah, so that was fun, it was good. And, you know, I think that like part of the reason I started this vlog was to give people a different look into my life. This is what it's like when you work your ass off in New York City. This is what it's like when you wake up at 4:30 in the morning and you have an extra 2 hours every day, like I just talked about up there. Right? This is what it's like when you hustle and you grind every single day. This isn't bullshit. I'm not an influencer. I'm not trying to show you some fake life. Like, most of the time, we're just stuck here in the back of the car because this is what my life is like. I go from my office, my home office, my mobile office, back and forth and back and forth. And this is how I've built my life and built my entire career. And it's insane to me. And it's possible for anybody, because if I can do it, you can do it. You who are watching, or anybody. Like, that's what's so crazy. This was so crazy. Even just real estate, a couple $100 and some clicking online, and you can become a real estate agent and you could advise people the same way I do. And I've been doing this for over 10 years. And you could change your whole life around. And if it's not real estate, it's selling something else. Whatever you want to sell, what do you like? Sell it. So stop being okay with just being okay and get out there and sell something. I'm so hungry. I'm not eating until 2 o'clock, which is right now, so I gotta start eating. That's the end of the vlog. I'm so dumb. All right, everybody, that's it for this episode of Sirhan Soundtracks. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode. So send me a tweet, leave me a comment on Instagram or Facebook. I wanna know how this impacted you. You can also email me, ryan@ryansirhant.com. I love getting all your emails. Thanks for listening so much. I will see you soon. And as always, ready? Set, go.